It's not a cold war, but it is a war. And the Pentagon-like building in Shanghai, responsible for China's attempts to hack its way into American corporations, American government installations, and possibly its defense systems and U.S. power grids, may have an address. It's a 12-story white building operated by Unit 61398 of the People's Liberation Army. That's China's vast defense entity with its fingers in virtually all aspects of the Chinese economy. The New York Times, working with a private investigations firm specializing in cybersecurity, has found this part fortress, part office building, hiding in plain sight, apparently operating since 2006. Joining us now is David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, who reported on this story for today's paper. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. Good to be back with you.
So we've certainly known that China was the source of hacking, but this increases the level of specificity to very particular agents and operatives. How?
Well, what this does is, for the first time, puts the core of the biggest of the Chinese hacking groups, one called Comment Crew, into the region of Shanghai, where there is a specific PLA unit called Unit 61398. That's sort of their equivalent of our National Security Agency.
And tell me a little bit about this company, Mandiant, and its founder, Kevin Mandia.
Well, Mandiant is one of this large number of growing computer firms, computer security firms. Mandiant itself specializes in intrusions from China. And the New York Times got an early introduction. I had known them about them a bit, but the Times got a bigger introduction to them a number of months ago when the Times itself was hacked from China, not by the group that we wrote about today, but actually it looks like from another group. And they came in to help the Times company rid itself of the group that had taken Times passwords and a fair bit of data. And that got us talking to them in more detail about what they have learned about these different kinds of Chinese groups.
Well, what's really fascinating about this story and how it really ups the ante is when we talked to a Times official, one of your colleagues, I believe an IT executive there, about the hacking that took place at the New York Times, he described a situation of people sort of coming to work, hacking for 8 hours, then going home, a kind of private sector initiative. But what Kevin Mandia is describing, and we'll listen to his voice here, is something much more nefarious, it seems.
There's all this public disclosure now that it's China behind lots of these intrusions. I think it's also very important for folks to realize it's not just freelance people in China doing these attacks. It's attacks directed by the government. That means these attacks can be more advanced, they can be more funded, they can be more pervasive, and they will probably continue unabated. It could be the new normal.
All right. So he is speaking to you there about a government-directed, essentially broad initiative of spying using computer technology.
That's right. And I think the point that you're making, John, is absolutely right. These guys do come in and start their work up at 9 a.m. And, you know, what's interesting about watching Mandiant as they followed some of these hackers inside other institutions, not the Times, but other places that had called them in, is you see the hackers basically, you know, checking their email and stuff till the clock goes on at nine, and then they put in a full work day of draining out data from American corporations, and, you know, then they're off checking in again, maybe to go figure out where they're going to go to the movies that night.
You know, it's interesting. This cycling of this activity is part of the way that Mandia got to the bottom of this. Here's Kevin Mandia again.
You start to pick up patterns, such as over 98% of the time when they were committing a computer intrusion, they're using the mainland Chinese character set. Over 98% of the time when they were doing their intrusions into U.S. companies, they're also using IP addresses from Shanghai. So I call 98% not an anomaly.
It just goes to show that if you intensively do something on the internet, you're going to end up being detected.
That's right. And that's how people are able to figure out what work is Comment Crew, which Mandiant believes is synonymous with Unit 61398, and what are the work of other computer hackers. Because like any group of artists, there's sort of signature techniques. For example, one of the Comment Crew hackers used a password getting into his own Gmail account that was essentially the unit's name in Chinese done backwards. Now, is that conclusive proof that he's in that unit? No. Does it suggest he may well be? Sure it does.
How does the administration take this report? Certainly, the president has spoken very clearly, it seems, that he takes cyber attacks and digital piracy and digital sabotage very, very seriously.
What I found interesting about the State of the Union address, the president spent more time on dealing with cyber intrusions than he did dealing with the Iranian nuclear crisis, Syria, and one or two other, I think, nuclear proliferation combined.
Is that because he thinks it's less controversial than the others or because it's more serious?
Well, it's probably a mix of his concern about its seriousness and the fact that he knows it's one thing that everybody, Republicans and Democrats, can get out behind. But the big question for President Obama is, what do you do about this next? And as we suggested in the story, one thing they plan to go do is bring it up at a very senior level with the new Chinese leadership on a repeated basis in an effort to try to get a degree of attention around this Chinese leadership that hasn't been there before. In the past, when they've asked the Chinese about this, they say, well, we have hackers, you have hackers, we have drug dealers, you have drug dealers. Someone's really got to do something about this.
David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. You can see a video of his interview with the founder and chief executive of Mandiant, who, along with The Times, has given us more information on the scale and the intensity of hacking coming from the nation of China, sponsored by the government. David, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.